next item on the agenda is public hearing. Proposal to amend 4VAC 20-280-10 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum.
That is me. Just give me a second to grab the coffee.
Ms. Madsen.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. All right, I think we're all set now. Okay, so this is a public hearing. The proposal is to amend Chapter 4VAC pertaining to speckled trout and red drum to modify seafood buyer reporting requirements for the purchases of speckled trout during the period of August 1st through November 30th of each year. Next slide, please. So, for a little bit of background, speckled trout are managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And in 2011, the South Atlantic Board approved the omnibus amendment for spotted sea trout, aka speckled trout, and Spanish mackerel. Now, in 1995, the commission established a self-imposed commercial speckled trout quota of approximately 51,000 pounds. And this was established using the average landings from 1993 and 1994, plus an additional 25%. We proactively established these quotas as a response to the recreational fishery restrictions that were being put in place. So as a reminder, the fishing season for speckled trout is a year, but it's September 1st of the first calendar year through August 31st of the following calendar year. Next slide, please. So after there was a quota overage of that commercial quota in 2012, in 2014, the commission established some new regulations. The first being a weekly mandatory buyer reporting, which runs from August 1st through November 30th, and the second being a commercial management trigger. Now, this commercial trigger goes off when the commercial quota is predicted to reach 80%. We roll into a bycatch fishery with an 100-pound daily landing limit. So similarly, in the 2019 fishing season, we had a quota overage of about 81%. And this reason being was that on the week of October 9th, we had a very large harvest, which occurred very rapidly. This mandatory weekly buyer reporting phone calls were not sufficient in kind of notifying staff of the accurate harvest in a fast enough manner. And so we surpassed that bycatch provision, and the fishery closed down on October 16th completely. So through the rest of this season, the fishery is currently closed down. So essentially what we're proposing today is that we move into a daily buyer harvest reporting instead of a weekly one, and that will run August 1st through November 30th. And so, like I was saying, that'll start on September 1st of 2020, since right now the fishery is currently closed. Next slide, please. So we've made a couple of changes, and as you remember, fishery staff have been going through and cleaning up regulations while they also go in and change the regulations. So any changes that you see in brown are just language changes. They're not a change to the intent of the regulation, and any changes that you see in yellow are actual changes to the intent of the regulation. So starting off with our definitions in Section 20, that'll be on pages 1 and 2. The changes that we've made here is we've just removed some of the common names for red drum and speckled trout. We're trying to do this for clarity's sake. Essentially, if you listed all of the common names for our various species, it would be a very long list. So we're going through cleaning up some of that language and just kind of getting straight to the point with these definitions. Next slide, please. On our next slide, it's Section 40, Possession Limits, and that's on pages 2 and 3. There are some small changes in here. We're making sure that hook and line is written out correctly. We're trying to keep consistency throughout our regulations. Also, in subsection A, you'll see that we've deleted the language except as described in subsection B of this section. Subsection B is deleted because it is from a 2014 cold stun. So this was very old language that just didn't need to be in regulation anymore. So we're just cleaning that up and pulling that out. And then the small changes that you'll also see is that subsections D, C and D will shift up to V, B, and C. And there is a small consistency language change to the word commission in section 50. Next slide, please. So this is where we'll start off with our actual intent to change the language here. This is section 55, seafood buyer reporting requirements, and you'll see this on pages 3 and 4. And so what you can see is we've crossed out the old language for the seafood buyer reporting requirements, and we've changed the language so that it says, any licensed seafood buyer who purchases speckled trout from August 1st through November 30th shall report daily purchases in pounds using the Commission's interactive voice recording system on the day of purchase. So these are the changes to that regulation. Next slide, please. We wanted to keep the Commission kind of in the loop on some future work that we would like to do with the speckled trout fishery. This fall, we intend on having an FMAC meeting. We have a couple of other large topics to discuss with that group. And any kind of management measures that we change to address the inadequacies of the reporting requirements today, we'll fill the FMAC in on, and we will also work with them to request a future workshop to start to address some longer-term fisheries issues with the speckled trout fishery. In the meantime, the North Carolina group is working on a stock assessment for speckled trout and a subsequent status determination for that stock. North Carolina and Virginia are considered one stock, so this should give us some hopefully solid science to see how the speckled trout stock is doing. And finally, we hope that the FMAC will want to have a meeting in spring 2021 to evaluate some of the long-term fisheries issues that we're seeing with speckled trout. We might have a few follow-up meetings following that. We're not sure yet. Just depends on how many things we need to talk to them about. And then we'll work with them to discuss the need for any potential regulation changes that will happen prior to the 2021 fishing season. You know, we very much respect our FMAC's opinions on our various fisheries, so we'll definitely want to consult with them about anything that we decide to change with the speckled trout fishery. Next slide, please. And so our staff recommendation here is that staff recommends the Commission amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-280 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum to modify our seafood buyer reporting requirements for purchases of speckled trout during the period of August 1st through September 30th of each year. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Madsen? There being none, this is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? For or against? We will unmute the telephone. Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Thank you, sir. Mr. France?
Yeah, I'll support that.
Thank you. Mr. Tankard? Mr. Zedrin? Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.